It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Someone asked me, how did you build your clothing brand? Really great question. I used to run a clothing brand back in the day called MOAP, which stood for Motivational Apparel, M-O and Motivational, A-P and Apparel, Motivational Apparel. And what I did was I was selling clothes out of my dorm room when I was back in college. At first, it was all guerrilla marketing. I'd walk around with a backpack full of clothing and I'd sell it on the spot. I would take anything. At that time, I would always walk around with a square so I could swipe debit, credit cards, etc. I would take meal points. It didn't really matter. I was just selling out of my dorm room, and I would go to different events. I would then go vend at events. So after walking around doing guerrilla marketing, the next step I did for selling my clothes was going to events where I would set up in the venue and I would stand all day and night and sell my clothes. That's what I did. I talked to my customers and I sold my clothes. And then the third phase of all this is I then said, you know what? I have to go back to school. I have to keep up a certain GPA because I was, you know, on scholarship. So therefore, I needed to find an easier way. So the third way and what really accelerated my business at that time was running ads. I always tell the story. The first year of running my clothing business, that entire year, that entire 12 months, I made $5,000. The next year, running ads, the first 30 days of the next year, I made $5,000. And so I said, wait a second. Okay, I need to flip what I think would work and start really building the skill set of what I know will actually work. So I started looking ahead and say, okay, if I can learn ads, you know, with ads, I sold these clothes and I made 5K in 30 days. And without it, it took me 12 months to make 5K. You know, I just did the math and I said, okay, I need to make sure I'm running ads. And so in between my classes, I would be running ads. I'd just be posted up running ads. That's all I did. And so, yeah, that was me. Someone asked me, is there a particular amount of money we should invest in ads that would yield a return? Or maybe better, how much should we invest in running ads? I would say start with your budget of where it is. When I first started, again, I was in college. I didn't have a lot of money, so it was $100 a month. And slowly over time, I grew that, right? I grew that over time because, again, I was taking meal points. And so, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, and I was literally trying to figure out how to grow the business and et cetera. So I did get a job.
I was a RA. Also, did a bunch of other things on the side to make income so I could increase my marketing budget. I went from $100 to $500 because I would literally take all the income I was making and spending on advertisement. So, what I would encourage small business owners to do, marketing is important. I don't care if you're spending your money on ads. I don't care if you're spending your money on getting in front of new audiences or vending at booths, at tables, et cetera. You're going to have to allocate money towards marketing. And so that's going to be really, really critical and really important that you understand that in order to grow your business, in order to get in front of new customers, you are going to have to spend money. Okay, let me say this again. You're going to have to spend money. And the question shouldn't be, how much should I spend? The question should be, how much does it take for me to acquire a customer? Because when you can find out that number, your customer acquisition number, then it's simple math. 2 plus blank equals 10. Okay, eight. It cost me $8 to acquire my customer. Okay, if it cost me $8 to acquire my customer, and I want to make $1,000, how much do I need to spend in order to acquire my customer? Right? And so that's the better question, right? It's like, okay, how much does it take for me to acquire a customer, a new customer, right? Not an existing customer who's been in your audience, someone who's completely new who has never heard of you. And so this is the way I started thinking about it. I said, okay, if I'm spending $100, where can I spend it where I get in front of the most amount of people in the room? And at first it was vending. It was vending at these music fests where there'd be 1,000 people there. I'm like, okay, this is the best place I could be. But then when I had to go to college, I literally had to switch it up because I didn't have the capacity anymore to literally drive 4 hours from campus in order to sell clothes, right? I had to figure out a different way and a different method. So that's what led me to running Facebook ads and Instagram ads and et cetera. And so again, the focus should be, how much does it cost for me to acquire a customer? That's the first thing you're trying to solve for. What does it cost me to acquire a customer? And then we work our way from there. We work our way from there. But start with your budget. I tell small business owners all the time, that press me, like, okay, I'm like, okay, well, start with $1,000 or $2,000 for your marketing budget, right? And again, that's why I say start with where you are. If you have $100, use $100. But I would say optimally, if you have $1,000, you could test out in a lot of different areas. You could then allocate 50% on ads. You could do 10% on, sponsorships, right? You could do 20% on, you could split up where you're going to be allocating that marketing budget. The more budget you have, that's what you could specifically do. Really great question. Hey, someone said Facebook gave $10,000 in ad credit. I'm testing everything. Let's go. Yo, let me hold a dollar. Let me hold a dollar in ad credit. How long should I test an ad post iOS update before turning an ad off? I would say before iOS, my testing period would be anywhere from 3 to 5 days. Now, post iOS, because of I'm blanking on it, because of attribution, I typically test anywhere from 5 to 8 days now, and I just watch it because sometimes right now attribution's like sort of hard on every platform. So sometimes you could make a sale on Tuesday, but it won't appear until Friday, or it won't appear till Saturday on your dashboard. Not all the time, but sometimes this does happen. And so the reason why I give a few more days extra is because I am just trying to make sure that I'm not turning something off that's currently working. And so again, that's my thinking. Now I almost like double that instead of 3 to 5, I kind of go like 5 to 8. But that is a really great question on, when you should, how long your testing period should be. Again, that's mine specifically. And I know you're a student of mine, asking this question. So you know all the other testing strategies, that we discussed as well. Those are all still relevant, as well as, some new ones that we've updated in the course curriculum as well. Someone asked about influencer marketing. So when it comes to influencer marketing, and this is a question I get all the time, when it comes to marketing in general, you have to find what works for your brand for that season. There may be a season where something is working just extremely well. Influencer marketing is one of those things that you could just be partnered with the right influencer who your specific product or service really resonate with their audience, and it could do extremely well for that time being. It doesn't mean it's always going to do well, but there may be an alignment so much that it actually does really well. So I would say don't knock something until you try it for your brand specifically. I have nothing against influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is also very broad, because in influencer marketing, you could do a lot of different types of marketing. You could do activations. You could have them post in their community. You could actually partner with them and have them create video content, and then you could run ads around their image and likeliness. So it's really, you know, how you want to partner with that influencer in order to get your message across, in order to find an audience that you resonate with, in order to get them to come buy from you. And so, again, I've done influencer marketing before, but again, I partner with brands in a very unique way that's both beneficial to me and that influencer or that brand, et cetera. Great question. Again, feel free to drop a question in the chat and I will do my best in trying to answer it. This was good. I appreciate y'all welcoming me back because, you know, I haven't been gone. I've just been busy out here. Just reprioritizing things. But I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Again, if you're new, my name's Abu. I teach people how to run effective Facebook and Instagram ads. You can learn more about the business, Power Your Launch, by going to poweryourlaunch.com or clicking the link in my bio. And you'll be able to, one, I think I have a free masterclass in there. It's like a 2-hour masterclass. It's a replay, and you could watch that to get a lot of gem and strategies. And two, if you're like, no, Abu's a real deal, here's the truth, let me go ahead and enroll in this program so I could learn how to build effective marketing campaigns, make sure that, you know, you go to poweryourlaunch.com. Second thing, again, I'm going to be launching a mastermind top of the year. It's going to be a larger investment, so it's not, you know, a small investment. It's going to be a larger investment, but you could always go to abufofana.com and, you know, just get on my newsletter and I'll let you know when it drops. Yes. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.